You're listening to DraftKings Network.
OG.
Make some noise.
Much for listening to the cool get to the first segment. We talk about a lot. What happened in that LAFC versus Portland game? Did we figure it out?
We did not figure it out.
No one figured it out, but though, luckily for us, we can talk about it. Also, Infantino says stop snitching or else you get banned, and I'm all about it.
Really, you know, the hypocrisy there. Yeah. And in the second segment, we're going to be talking to Ethan White. So happy he's here. Former MLS player, photographer. The guy's doing everything
now. He's got a show online. He's doing almost too much, really.
All right.
Leave some meat on the bone for us. That and more on this episode of the Cooligans.
Hey, this is Alexi Lalas. There is nobody in U.S. soccer that is more important than the Cooligans.
Yeah, baby!
Yeah! What's up, soccer podcast fans?
Yo!
This is a soccer podcast.
A comedic soccer podcast.
Is it?
That's what the title says. So now we gotta do it.
Oh, man, this is like a test I didn't study for. Yeah, yeah. I gotta be funny throughout this whole thing?
Pop quiz, motherfucker. You better make people laugh.
Wow. Teach, you're mad cool.
Yeah,
are you a substitute teacher?
Also, why you got a gunny on you, Teach?
All right, yeah. So we'll get into...
We're gonna get into
you know what? I'm realizing the longer we do this, there's more and more callbacks that we have that yeah. people don't know what we're talking about.
There's also more and more callbacks that you don't want to be a part of this show.
Oh, sure. There's more and more podcast callbacks that I have to edit out.
Yeah.
So
now everyone's like, wait a minute, what have we missed this whole time?
You got to go back to episode one and listen to the other 158 episodes.
There you go.
To catch up, which some people have actually been doing. Some people have discovered this show fairly recently.
And they're going back.
And they're going back in the archives. Yeah, going to the archives and calling back jokes that we made a year and a half ago.
Well, this happened on the tour. People would walk up to us and reference something typically that you or I said like 8 weeks ago. And we're like, what the hell are you talking about? Because like we forget what we say immediately.
The day after.
Yeah. I listen to the show again. I'm like, whoa.
Whoa, they allow that on the internet?
Wow. If this was China, we'd be arrested.
So welcome to the show, everybody. This is the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host your favorite soccer podcast.
It ain't just the funniest soccer podcast.
It's the gulliest soccer podcast. I'm doing the Lingard right now too.
Gang, gang. And now seems like the soccering world has met us halfway. If you're watching MLS, nothing but bows being thrown. And if you follow the official, I guess, governing body of soccer, yo, they on that stop snitching shit right now.
On the official governing, who is the governing?
FIFA.
Okay.
Gianni Infantino, like, hey, yo, what happens in this house stays in this house. Stop snitching, my guy, okay. Or you get.
Okay, yeah. I mean, sure. We'll get to it.
We'll get to it.
When we speak about it vaguely, it sounds like Gianni Infantino is a mob boss that is threatening to kill people that betray him.
When we talk about it officially, it's still going to kind of sound like that.
So, yes, welcome to the show. My name is Christian Polanco.
My name is Alexis Guerreros.
That's right. So, last week was fun. And now that we're here, we were talking a bunch about, we had a bunch of bug eater stuff. So we were back the tour. But while we were away, we also made a stop in Kansas City. We did the Kansas City Improv for the World Cup Comedy Tour.
It was a blast.
And we also got to hang out at Swope Soccer Village.
I guess it was like a mix of Swope Park Rangers players and Academy players.
Yes.
For Sporting Kansas City, which was absolutely awesome. Yeah, what a great group of lads, right?
Yeah.
Ryan?
Okay.
I don't know what to say
Mr.
here.
Mr. England?
All right. What a couple of good blokes.
Those chaps out there in Kansas City were quite lovely.
Cheerio.
So, Swope Park Rangers were kind enough to send us a care package of kit, scarves.
I kept the home kit because it's double XL. You don't want that. So this is your medium.
Sure, it would drape the entire table.
Yeah, it was just too big. It's too big. But it's dope. It's blue and black hoops, as they call them.
And so we have the away kit. And now that I'm looking at it up front, this away kit from Adidas is the same exact pattern as the King Peach from Atlanta.
So okay.
We're showing it. I guess we're showing it either a lot of love or a lot of, like, we're seeing that Adidas is double dipping a little bit.
Okay. Adidas is like, yo, you thought that was dope? All right, we'll just put your stuff on it. We got zero loyalty, my guy.
That's right.
Adidas. I do like the logo over here. So the home kit has more of like the badge logo.
Yeah.
This is just the Salsa Puerto Rico, as I like to call it, the SPR.
Okay. Wow, I never thought of it that way. Yeah.
It's pretty dope. It's nice and orange. And shout out to Tatum. Shout out to everyone out there.
Yeah, thank you, Swope Park. If you don't know who the Swope Park Rangers are, they're obviously the...
Well, you've been, dog.
The USL team for Sporting Kansas City. And we had a great time there. Swope Soccer Village very much felt like one of these iconic training grounds. I don't know how new it is, but it felt fresh. It felt important to the community.
Very much so.
And out there in Kansas City, they clearly love their soccer.
Yeah, well, they love Sporting Kansas City. So if you are a Sporting Kansas City fan, yo, go out, check out Swope Park Rangers, man. It's the stars of the future for you guys. It's your kids. It's some folks trying to make it back in the league.
Some of them might be your kids. There might be your children out there. Go see your kids play
go
soccer.
Go see your kids.
What are you doing?
Look, if you don't, look what happens. they become us.
They become us. And I think we influence them in probably a negative way.
Yeah.
But it's not good. You're really not looking after your kids.
Check out the video we just posted on YouTube and our Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
That's right. The full video is on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel because there's a bunch of videos that are going to be coming from the World Cup Comedy Tour. But we did.
It's us and Total Soccer Show.
And Michael Magic.
And Mike Magic.
And we gave a little... Show them the ropes. Show them how soccer is supposed to be played. The beautiful game is probably they probably learned a little a thing or two about how to play the beautiful game.
I mean, they probably are in a winning streak after you and I just got up there and was like, "Let me show you how this is really done in a real world."
Exactly.
You guys are learning like the structured way to do it. Let's talk street ball, okay?
That's right. Okay, so it's a fun video, and I had fun editing it. Alexis was kind of the one leading the discussion.
Something. We're not sure what to call it.
Whatever. But there's a couple Academy kids that are probably going to be doing a couple unorthodox tactics, forward.
Let's just say that some CONCACAF rules have come into play.
Okay. They're learning a thing or two that, you know, Vermese might have skipped over.
You miss this when you only look in the books. You know what I mean? There's a few things you don't get a chance
all right,
to view.
You nerd.
Yeah. Get out of the library. Let me kiss that neck.
So please check that out.
That joke will make sense if you watch the video.
Exactly. So a couple things. Some more. Well, we mentioned it last week about some really fun reviews that we were getting.
Oh, we have so many new listeners, guys. You got to leave us some 5-star reviews.
On
That's
iTunes,
the best.
Look, it's helping us a lot.
Put something nice in there. We'll read it out.
We just hit over 200 reviews, and now we're going for 300. And this was there's a couple ones that were really really fun. This was another one I enjoyed quite a bit. So this says this is from my guy. Gunny told me to rate you.
Yeah.
That's the title, right?
And Gunny out here giving information to other people.
So it says, this is from, JKL Klemke. J. Klemke, I'm assuming. And it says, I started out as a TSS listener, but like the gateway drug they are, I found myself listening to Gunny down on in Virginia, and he told me that in order to be the gulliest, I had to subscribe to this podcast. These guys are hilarious, and I look forward to their weekly take on whatever it is they talk about. NYCFC, maybe? I don't know, but they're funny, and I know that Barco is a pimp. Yeah. That's right, dog.
That's right, baby.
Are you paying attention? You're listening to what's important in this in the American soccer community.
I mean, there's so much to talk about American soccer, but no one's talking about the right stuff, and that's us. Who else is having these conversations?
Nobody.
Ain't nobody else calling Barco a pimp. Ain't nobody else getting their transfer news from a gun, you know?
Pimping on a boat.
Right?
All right. So, thank you again. So, make sure you leave a review. That, again, is very, very helpful. So, we have to talk about, should we start serious or should we start fun? What do you think? What do you think?
Let's go. Let's start serious because then we can always slide to fun.
Okay.
Plus, we have a great guest today, too. So
that's
this
right.
is exciting.
Ethan White's going to be here.
It's Ethan
be,
White. That's how we pronounce it. Ethan.
Dude, he's the homie. I'm so happy he's here. So,
Snippity snap snap, Ethan.
Let's, okay. So let's start with serious and then we'll get wacky and fun later throughout the show. We have to discuss LAFC and Portland Timbers playing in a U.S. Open Cup match that LAFC won a couple weeks ago. But the controversy after that game was that Adame Diomande was, he had posted on his Instagram that somebody had called him the N-word.
Somebody called him the N-word during gameplay.
During the game. So we finally have a...
Everybody was mad hush.
Yeah, this was weird.
It was a little uncomfortable.
We joked about it, right?
We talked about it, right?
We joked about it.
We talked about it in our own way.
And okay, and there was only the Cooligans brand of discussion.
I can't take anything seriously, but this is a situation that warrants that, right? But we joked about it, right? Like
we joked. This is why we joked about it, because we didn't know exactly what happened, and there was a lot of speculation. And the thing that
Diamandi's not from here.
He is from Norway.
Norway.
So what we had heard was that it was possibly a black player that said it to him. So that's where the joke was. We were just like, well
come on,
come on. We were just like, whatever. What is
you should adapt them, not put a post
exactly.
up.
So.
But here's the thing. I don't believe that that's the case anymore because
yes.
they did an investigation, and I put that in bunny quotes, bunny ear quotes. they did an investigation, and it turns out nobody said anything.
Okay, so no, so that's...
As per the official...
As for... this was... So the Timbers put out a response first, and they put out a statement.
Can I say a trash response?
That's fair. It's not good.
That's the sound I'm going to make. I don't know.
It's I would say that this is not the best way to handle somebody making this claim. So the statement basically said, "Nah, son, didn't happen. I don't know what you're
Never
talking
happened.
About. Who you who what game? What yeah. game? I didn't even play. We weren't even there.
Yo, US Open Cup. That- It died 10 years ago. Never, so
okay, I mean, look.
Why were you even out there?
So, look, that's not what it said, but that's basically.
I mean, paraphrasing, it ain't that far.
That's basically what it said. And it does bring up a lot of issues because clearly whenever.
Culturally.
Yes.
This is like a very, whether they realize it or not, this is like a sort of like, oh, but what were you wearing? You know, it's like, it didn't really happen. Maybe this is just something, you know, it's like that kind of thing.
Basically,
I don't want to say it's victim shaming because it's not specifically, but it's almost like, oh, it's okay. Nothing really happened.
It's being dismissive. Only, and this is what is the main issue. Is Diamande even says it, and he posted another Instagram post about it and said, like, basically, it's just me and you that know that it happened. So,
right.
So he's clearly speaking to the person who did it. Again, I hate speculating of who did it because I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't want to put this on anybody.
Yeah.
But so, I got to say, like, that's not a very... He didn't say it after the game, like to the cameras. He didn't say it to the ref. Diamante came out and said it to his fans on Instagram. I doubt that there was any.
Before you finish, I don't know if he said it to any ref or anybody.
But what I'm saying is we don't know.
We don't know.
As far as I'm concerned, he came out and said it specifically to his fans. It seems to me like those are the actions of someone being truthful. Those are the actions of someone. There's nothing. I don't know that what he gains
exactly.
by saying, yo, but this guy called me the N-word. Like, it's not like they lost the game and he was like the GOAT, you know, and everyone's like mad at him. Like, there's no reason for him to make that up. To do an investigation and to find out, the only thing I can think of is whoever said it maybe reached out to him and was like, hey, I'm going to act like this didn't happen because they don't know how to handle this shit.
No, I
don't doubt it, but that's literally the only thing I could come up with in my mind as to why you would come out and be like, now we goody.
So, how about this? Why doesn't he say who said it? Why do you think?
I don't know. He's kind of classy to not say who said it.
So
he doesn't gain anything. I mean, it's only going to make him look bad.
Really?
If he said something, he'd get banned from FIFA. We'll talk about it in a little bit. But I think he doesn't... There's nothing... I don't know how to explain it. Like he's being an adult by not saying who it is. He's saying, "All right, you know who it is, and I know who it is. We'll handle it.
I'm not blaming him for not saying who it is.
What do you get by putting him on blast now? Either you say it in the beginning, or you don't say it at all.
I agree with that. I think
as a fan, I'd want him to go, "It was him." I'm like, "Yeah, now we can talk about it." There's 3 hour episode right there.
There's a lot of parallels with with women and the Harvey Weinstein and believing women, and there's parallels there and about how when women make that claim, then people go after them, right?
Or there's always a reason to be like, but did it really, to minimize what they're saying and the impact of what they're saying. Look, we've said it on this podcast. If another black dude called him the N-word, like, that's up to you to decide,
totally.
Both of them, if that's cool or not. It culturally in this country, that's not a big deal. I can't imagine, and this is the part that frustrates me the most. I can't imagine the fan base in Portland being cool with this. It's one of the most progressive cities we have in this country. Yeah.
I never got the sense that anybody in Portland was. If we were there while
the weekend
happened, there wasn't anyone that we encountered that was like, "Yeah, who cares?" or was dismissive of it.
If a white player would have said this, I feel like the Portland squad would find a way to get that.
You mean like if a white player was called the N-word? I guess that's then we're like in a bunch of weird
just
levels.
A big smile on that guy. He's like, "Oh, finally,
okay, we're friends."
Finally, all right. He's like, "I've been waiting. I've been listening to hip hop for a long time." I said if a white player on Portland said this word, we have to imagine that the team, what would happen in the locker room if a white player called a black player that? Like, let's be honest. We mentioned the Barco thing. Just pictures like he's all chummy with everybody all of a sudden, Barco. And everyone's like, "Yo, be cool with him because he might bang your girl." You know what I mean? You don't want him to steal your girl next. But everyone's mad cool with him. If I was on that team, I would not be chummy with the dude banging other people's girls.
All right, but I think you're getting lost in like that Instagram.
No, I'm not. Like you're like a little family. When you do something to offend or to harm the rest of the players,
you don't kick them out of the family. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, I don't know what kind of family you were raised in.
I've been excommunicated, so I don't have a family.
But you work through your problems. I mean, look, this is just...
I don't think a white player calling a black dude the N-word on the field is something that you can necessarily work through. There's a punishment attached to that.
I agree. So
like, can you beat him down in the shower?
Then it's... Look, this
That's
is...
That's a real question.
The onus was put on the player... Or the team to find out what happened, and I think Diamande's hope was that this person would come out and say, "Hey, I'm sorry, I said it," but did not happen.
No one came out and said anything. No one said anything about anything.
Exactly.
This is actually
there's a green wall of silence out in Portland.
There's an AstroTurf wall of silence. I actually believe. And also, for as loud as their goddamn owner is on the internet, nothing. He bitching about calls left and right. Nothing on this. You can't say a word to your fan base. How about your black fans?
This was their response. This was their response to that.
We believe what they thought, what they found.
Well, I don't know who was exactly in charge of the investigation. I've heard that it was. So it was from. The U.S. Open Cup adjudication and discipline panel, right?
And which we can only imagine.
So what is the investigation? What going up to people being like, "Hey, did you say the N-word?" Everybody says no. And then it's like, "Okay, well, we're done here."
I mean, we looked and we didn't find anything.
So look, it's a weird place, right? Because how is Diamande supposed to prove that this happened? We can believe him.
Does Diamande even know who it was? Maybe it was like a group of players that he was walking past or next to and he didn't know who it was. Because... wouldn't part of the investigation be to ask him?
It sounds like
that'd be my first question. Be like, "Hey,
who's at it?
Who's at it?" Oh, by the way, I'm part of the U.S. Open Cup adjudication.
So it's unfortunate.
Unfortunate is like the lightest way to put it. I know what you're trying to get.
The fact, the investigation, the way things are handled, how to move forward. That's what is unfortunate because we don't. There's a difference between. Going to some game in Italy where the camera is on the fans and we see people throwing banana peels at players during a corner kick. And we can clearly see who did it.
Right.
And we who's
know
responsible.
We know like the group that they're a part of. You know those things.
Yes.
This is a player.
This is a play. This is a player's quarrel, right?
And remember, this happened maybe 4 or 5 years ago. You might not remember this. There was a player in some European league who called a player on the other team the N-word. The next time they met up, that player was getting kicked in the nuts,
yeah,
in the legs, in the head, everything. There is a certain justice that it should be provided. I don't want to
say how you feel.
Yeah, but like I'm typically the guy who's like, this kind of stuff needs to be self-policed. Like a comedian stealing from another comic, that's some shit we handle on our own. This as a player, I don't know what's happening. And the problem is that we don't even have like a ghost of an idea of what happened. But like if somebody said this and they're not willing to handle it, this is on you. Portland, this is on you, LAFC. Go handle your business.
Yeah, that's really the message needs to be said that
that's not okay. This country shouldn't have. We have an issue with racism everywhere else. We shouldn't have it in soccer. We've tried.
Yeah,
they've tried forever, and that's one thing that you could give MLS credit for, left and right, up until this moment. And I know this isn't an MLS issue per se because it's Open Cup, but MLS is involved because their teams are involved. They've busted their ass to make sure that there's no racism. They've stopped it whenever they've seen it in the stands. They've done the don't cross the line stuff. They've stopped the misogyny. They've been able to, or try. They've been able to stop the, you know, hatred of LGBTQ. They had an open player playing that they supported fully. This is the kind of stuff that should be happening in American soccer. This thing, I would have preferred if nothing, no message ever came out. We didn't hear about an investigation. If this was something that was just handled behind closed doors, because this is bullshit. That's not enough. And look, if it was, even if it was the lightest of situations where it was another black player saying it to him and like, dog, you don't understand our culture. That's a good thing here. And blah, 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 blah. And then maybe Diamandi's like, all right, overreacted, right? Maybe I overreacted and maybe this was not cool, but I'm still uncomfortable with it. And that's on the handle on their own. That's something maybe we shouldn't have been made privy to. This makes your league look like dog shit. This makes us look like a joke. And it makes it look like Diamandi's not welcome here.
Yeah, that's well put. Yeah, it is a just saying that we didn't see it. You know, yeah. There's no proof.
Hey, I looked and I couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
That's not.
Doesn't handle it well.
Yo, put signs up on stood polls. Information. $200.
It implies that from the Portland camp, it just implies that we don't believe Diamandi.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
And that's the wrong way to handle it. Even at the very least, it's like you can say, we haven't seen any proof to corroborate it, but there's no reason to not believe the player. And we will be talking to our players about how to handle, themselves on the field. And that's it. And it's like, there's not more you can do.
Or the players have communicated with each other. It's a misunderstanding. Whatever the situation is.
You know, those N-word misunderstandings.
There's so many of them. Like when you write it on a sign and hold it up to our last president. Misunderstanding.
Okay. Right? I mean, look at my point of view and this little mix-up.
I had no idea, right? Look, it's in lowercase. Something angry. Misunderstanding, right, Trump voters? Anyway, here's my point. At the end of the day, Diamandi is not happy with this result. And if you're a person who cares about people at all, you shouldn't be either. And frankly, if you're a player on Portland, you probably can't say anything, but you shouldn't be happy with it either.
Exactly. All right. So I'm glad we sorted that out.
Now let's talk about the realness. Let's get to the OG, the new G.
So FIFA. FIFA's in the news.
Oh, Gianni Infantino.
All right. The G stands for gang, gang, gang.
Gang, gang, gang. Gianni Infantino.
This was reported in the AP news, the Associated Press, and it comes out that basically the headline.
Secret meetings, already love it.
So basically, this is the headline of the article. It says, keep bribes quiet for 10 years and FIFA won't punish you.
Hey, all right.
Good, good system.
Got 10 years to get what you can get, bro.
All right, that's a decade to stack that guap.
It's done. I mean, you got 10 years to make some money. Get out there and do it. You know nobody's snitching?
Use that time wisely, sir. So basically, this was the kind of one line from it. It says, soccer officials and players who bother checking out the new code of ethics governing their conduct will find the word corruption, quote unquote, corruption missing. They will also discover how to avoid being banned for paying and receiving bribes. So it says corruption was scrubbed as an official misdemeanor during secret meetings where executives executed the first overhaul of the code since a wave of scandals left soccer's governing body, quote unquote, clinically dead by 2015. That was the hyperbole used by Gianni Infantino during a speech at the World Cup in June, boasting of his own apparent achievements cleaning up FIFA. So essentially,
this is how you handle it.
What they've changed is that if you speak negatively about FIFA,
you out, son.
You will be, there's a possibility that you will be banned from any soccer activities for up to 2 years. So,
I'm all about this, okay? Look.
I don't know why you're all about
this. This is, can I be a part of FIFA?
We need whistleblowers, right? If there's somebody doing something bad.
What you need to do is stop snitching. You don't tell on the family. The exact opposite of what I want Portland to do.
I love the consistency throughout the same podcast.
You knew exactly where I was going with this. If you listen to the show, shouts to Gianni Infantino. You run in this thing like a gang, okay? Like you say you're not an organized crime unit, and yet you literally wrote the rules to sound exactly like an organized crime unit.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think when Alexis sees any like New Jersey ethics throughout any
specifically Newark, like Newark based rules, I'm all about it. Yo.
Okay, I can understand these. I can work with these.
Here's the problem I have. I would not do anything different if I were running this. This is why I'm so happy I met my wife. She has made me into a human being. If I never met my wife and I somehow made it into FIFA, and you know I would have. This is the exact same shit. I would have raised my hand in the first meeting. Chuck, I got an idea.
Chuck Blazer's assistant over here.
I also got a rascal scooter for no reason. I got an apartment for pit bulls instead of cats, because you know how we do, right? I would have legitimately raised my hand and be like, hey, why don't we just kick the people out who snitching? And they would have like, great rule, Alexis. This is why we brought you in.
It's okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Everybody, you know, from them small countries is like, aye. We're trying to get that guap. If you agree, again, please raise your gun in the air. And then we all raise our guns in the air. And it's honestly, this is exactly what an unmonitored organization with an incredible amount of power does.
Yeah,
this is it.
They added this. So essentially, they added an ethics code for defamation. So
they're not even. Defamation means you have to lie. So if I say Christian is a bad soccer player, right?
Lies.
Right. Clear lies. But in order for you to say, yo, that's defamation, you have to prove me wrong.
Well, that's an opinion.
No. Like, if you claim, that's defamation. Yeah, yeah. You're claiming, I know for a fact that he's a bad soccer player. If I can say right now, Gianni Infantino has accepted bribes in the past, I can say that because in order for that to be defamation, he now has to go, well, now I got to prove I never did. And he can't just be like, he can't use the U.S. Open Cup investigation committee and be like, look, they asked me. I said no. So therefore.
So investigation over, all right? Now you're infringing on my rights by asking me repeatedly. Yeah.
And now I have to pay them, even though they're interns, their fee of mostly just Kind bars and water, which is what they work for over at U.S. Open Cup. In order to prove defamation, you have to prove that the statement is false.
You know, I'm not a legal expert, but I'm also going to be, I'm pretty certain you're not a legal expert.
Not only am I right, but that's also mentioned in the article. Okay. So I'm not just stating this because I studied law.
Okay.
All right.
So it is.
So you have to, like, if someone says like, yo, they're accepting bribes, they can't just be like, all right, you kicked out. You defamed them by saying that, but in order to prove defamation.
But isn't defamation more for, I mean, I could be wrong about this, but to defame a person, not an organization or a company?
No, you can defame the leadership of an organization by defaming the organization's tactics or what they've done.
It's just strange when we know on
you
record.
You can't just say FIFA is corrupt. That's just that's an opinion. You can prove the leadership of FIFA is corrupt. The heads of FIFA have accepted bribes.
It's a slippery slope, right?
That's really not. It's a very standard.
Because
if anyone knows about defamation, who's it going to be?
If we're criticizing Infantino, are we therefore criticizing FIFA? You know?
I don't think this matters. I think this is your, yeah. I mean,
all right. I don't know. It just
you're muddying the water here.
It just seems like after there's
a. You're doing a real OJ in legal
team. It's just like a
thing.
Bunch of people were arrested, right? A couple years ago.
Yeah.
And with proof. With proof.
Some of them people died. Some of the people are out.
We know exactly what they did. And then you add this rule like, hey, all right, everybody. Don't say anything ever again, because
look what happened.
That's on you.
We lost some good soldiers because y'all can't keep your mouths shut.
So that's all I'm saying.
It's like so funny that like you didn't learn to just not do illegal shit. You can't be like, let's add another illegal shit, which is you telling people about all the illegal shit we do. So that's it.
Okay.
No more.
That's how you get everybody in line. Clearly.
Also, you know that Infantino said, don't worry, corruption is dead. We took care of it. Just don't look behind that curtain.
That's right. It's all. It's very Trumpian, right? Just fake
very
news
so.
This and whatever. Ignore all this. All the haters.
If I could run the FA of any country, it would be some small country with no chance or possible infrastructure of ever getting a World Cup or ever making it to a World Cup. And I would be selling my vote left and right. I'd be lying to one dude. I'd be like, yo, you got my vote for the 50K. I would say, go to the other one. Qatar, baby. Thanks for the Rolex watches. You got my vote. And then I go to France and be like, yo, you know I'm not voting for Qatar, no.
Wow, we just play everyone against each other.
Also, can you get rid of the metal detectors? I'm wearing 38 Rolex watches. Jeez, right now.
All right, Paul Manafort.
They're in my ostrich leather coat, which I paid for quite legally, so don't ask. No, I don't have receipts.
All right, look, let's move on. So let's get towards the fun stuff and outside of corruption and racism, right?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
We have to talk about the game of all games, because DC United played against the Orlando City Miracles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. What's the opposite of a miracle?
No, well, if Orlando City plays in a game, there will be a miracle.
A miracle will happen. It will be against them.
It will be against them.
Yeah. They are the Orlando City Calamities. Just when you think they got it under control.
And I really thought they did. And I was watching, I saw this entire game, and I'm like, you know what? Impressive, especially being down a man and still being able to tie it. I was genuinely impressed, and I saw a lot of heart coming from Orlando. And
but
what
a little
happened?
Bit more heart.
A little bit more heart from a very old heart.
Also, how you let a guy who's 5'3" get a header in the last minute? I mean, a
lot of issues. But obviously, if you did not see this game, DC United against Orlando City.
By the way, people don't like soccer saw this highlight.
Yeah,
of this game. I mean, everyone.
A lot of people saw the highlight, but a lot of people didn't see the game. It's, you know, this is like another thing. You know, some people need to just get, it was on Fox Sports 1 on ESPN. Oh, yeah, it was on Fox Sports, right? Because Alexi Lawless and JP Della Camera were covering it. At least one game a week. Sit back at home. Just catch a game at night. There's always one game on a weekend.
Just put it on in the background.
This was a great...
If you're a bartender at a bar and no one's watching the TV, just throw on the soccer game.
Throw it on. It was a great game from beginning to end. It was very open.
Which is the one thing, look, we get a lot of shit from Orlando City fans for talking. So, I mean, everyone's doing it. You know, welcome.
Sorry to pile on.
Yes, our bad. But they are exciting to watch. The reason they're exciting to watch isn't just because they're completely going to shit the bed before the... I mean, once the 70th minute hit, they forget how to play soccer. But other than that, they are exciting to watch. They're just like, look, we got no defense, so let's just bombard them.
Honestly, it's more fun than watching a lower table Premier League team.
100%.
Because at least like the mistakes add to like some of the drama.
Yeah.
And what I love, and I feel bad for loving it so much, but the Orlando City social media after a loss is... It is a
treasure trove.
It is a wasteland just of takes and anger. And
it is, you know, those post-apocalyptic movies where the character wakes up and realizes they're there. That's hitting the OCSC hashtag.
It is 28 days later. Just
yes.
Where am I?
Sandra Bullock was terrible in that film.
Dead bodies everywhere.
it was it's Walking Dead. It really is.
Yes.
And the fans are just, some fans believe that there's a conspiracy theory by the league.
There was someone, I don't even.
Someone's like, y'all must start snitching on hookers.
Yes.
Did you see that?
That was, I think it was one of the supporters, but I don't remember exactly which one. But and they had a Don Garber with a Hitler mustache.
So that's way too much.
That is how you know MLS has made it into the social fabric of this country. We're calling people Hitler?
Yeah. And also they took the MLS logo and just threw a bunch of SS stuff in it. they gave him the hat.
Ridiculous. Look,
we're not okay with that.
We just talked about Gianni Infantino, all the corruption, telling everybody to shut up. But Garber's the problem.
Yeah, Garber's the issue.
Garber's the reason Orlando is not winning games.
I mean, look, if you live in Columbus, I get your gripe with the league. Yo, if you live in Orlando, dog, relax. This is too much.
Tone it down. It's just, look, they think that the refs have something out against them.
And might I add, you know, the investigation that they did into the N-word, you could have just said it was that guy, and everyone would have believed
blame
you.
Blame that guy, yeah.
Yeah, just blame him.
So... this game just was insane, and obviously the epic moment was at the end when the game is tied at 2-2, and we know where DC United is in the standings, and a lot of people had an issue with this, that Ben Olsen, how does he still have a job? Ben Olsen,
they are in last place.
They're in the East. They're not in last place overall.
No.
But they are.
No, San Jose, comfortably.
They're 9 points away from a playoff spot, which.
But they have a ton of games in hand.
They have I believe 11 of the next 14 games are at home. This is the last games left. So they only have about 14.
They're about 3 to 4 games in hand because they've only played 20, whereas most people play 23 or 25.
They have 18 games, 14 games in hand. 14 games to play.
Total.
Sorry.
Yeah,
total.
14 games in hand. They haven't started the season yet.
So this was strange in that the game was tied at 2-2 and Ben Olsen told Dave Ousted to go they're up a man.
Yeah, and they send the keeper
for the corner. And as soon as I saw it, I'm like, this is a little risky.
But they need 3 points.
They need 3 points, but it
1 point's not enough for them right now.
But it's also not... you know, game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals,
no,
right?
It's not common, but Ben Olsen gets it, though. A point's not going to help you. I'd rather lose than not try everything to win.
Fair. Still looked odd, right? It's just people visually are not used to seeing it. And a lot of people...
This point in the season.
Especially in Europe, because the final clip of Wayne Rooney making that pass and the tackle and everything went viral. And a lot of people in Europe were like, why is the keeper up when it's 2-2? They're not going to get relegated. What are they doing?
They're trying to make them damn playoffs.
And they're trying to make the playoffs. And that's like...
don't tell me I don't know about playoffs.
And it is one of those things that gets like lost in translation. They can't understand why we care about winning a game. Yeah. They just cannot believe it.
Yeah. And listen, Europeans, sometimes there's more exciting games at this point in our season than there is in yours.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Deal with it. So deal with it. Glasses come down. Rare. Yeah. So
a little blunt.
Yes. So let's kind of break down the play a little bit, right?
While you do that, I'm going to look at Orlando's form because this is rough.
What is their form? Is what, bulbous? just not in shape.
One win in the last 15 games.
Man, I don't even remember the win, to be honest. I don't know who they beat.
Oh God, their last win came on May 6th against RSL. You're wrong.
They have a win right there.
July 14th against Toronto. Damn, Toronto.
They beat Toronto. Yeah, sorry. Okay, I do remember that vaguely. Yeah. I was like, how? I just couldn't believe that Toronto lost to a team that is above them in the standings.
Yeah. What a shock. They also did draw August 4th against New England. 3-3.
They're not great.
They're not great.
Let's talk about the last play, because there's a lot of people, there's a lot of things that happened. Obviously the corner is taken. It is cleared by a Orlando City player, right? By the post.
Will Johnson, right?
Yes.
The dude, he's got one L in his name.
That's right. Will Johnson does get the ball.
And he tried this cheeky move. Like he was like, oh, It's Wayne Rooney. Also, this gunning towards me, so head just, down.
Again, there's no keeper.
No keeper.
Only Wayne Rooney is back.
He's at the midway point. By the way, other Orlando players.
Yes.
Jetting towards the goal.
Because there's an open net and 3 points are awaiting Orlando City. Orlando,
who, by the way, we just referenced, barely sees 3 points for months. Instead of just chipping over Wayne Rooney as he's coming at him, or before he gets there, just tapping it to the center of the pitch and letting one of the other 11
Very
Orlando players
fast
running.
Orlando City players.
By the way, open goal. Nothing stops them. They literally could have walked this in. They could have had a conversation in front of the goal. Hey, which one of you wants the goal right now? And they would have been fine.
Okay, well, I get it. This is a bonus if I get 5 goals this season.
And might I add, the only player that's able to stop them is a very old, very gassed Wayne Rooney. But instead of that, what Will Johnson does is try to do that thing you do to the keeper where you just poke it past them as he slides, and then you run around the sliding keeper and you sort of keep going. He tries some cool shit, some slick shit. And look what happens.
Okay. So
Wayne Rooney stops.
We're calling Wayne Rooney very old. Wayne Rooney is only 32 years old.
The way he plays.
The way he plays. He just, his body has aged more than he has.
Yes. I mean, he looks a very old man.
And he's been playing for easily 20, what, professional wise, 14 maybe?
No, 16. He made his debut for Everton.
Okay. Yeah. So he's been playing a long, long time.
Yeah.
A lot of miles.
A lot of World Cups. A lot of Euros.
Kilometers on that body, right? Yeah. He's on those legs. So that was kind of the big surprise, right? When Will Johnson gets the ball.
You can watch Wayne Rooney. He puts his head down. He's like, I got to do this.
There is this weird debate online of like people like, man, how gutsy of Wayne Rooney still giving it his all. And it's like
$6 million.
Yeah, you're getting paid a lot of money.
So my God, you better sweat some of them hair plugs out.
We're not necessarily just happy because he tried his best.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, thank you, Wayne Rooney, for giving us a highlight.
No, it is the I think the way it played out, because Lucho Costa did mention
Lucho was going to run back and Wayne was like, no, I got
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Which is like Lucho's like, there's are you a sure? great
there's a bunch of people that were at the game. Pablo Mora was one of them who was covering the game, and he had I think he interviewed Lucho Costa, and that was one of the things that he said, that Lucho was like, Wayne Rooney, that they have this new friendship. They don't speak the same language.
No, they can't communicate with each other at all. And I know Wayne Rooney don't know Spanish.
I am certain of that, right? Yeah. His face is too red.
Yeah, no.
To know.
The only reason he might know is because he did the whole stag parties in Spain, in Ibiza.
So, but he did tell, Wayne Rooney said, like, yo, I'm gonna stay back. Everybody else stay up front. So, that already is like a...
You gonna do what?
Wayne, do you know how long you've been playing? You know how old you are? I thought you would... I mean, I know this isn't a retirement league, but I mean, like, people say that for a reason.
How about you take it easy?
Take it easy out there.
That's like if we go camping and I'm like, why don't you guys relax? I'll go build a tent. You don't be like, he's gonna kill us, right?
This doesn't sound right.
This tent's not gonna be put up correctly at all.
So, and that was kind of the thing that was most surprising to me, that Wayne Rooney was like, I'll stay back.
I'll cover.
Yes. And he had to. And he did. And he did exactly that. Will Johnson gets the ball. He's by the touchline. And there is a moment that you, when you freeze frame it, I've seen this a bunch on Twitter, and he had the opportunity to pass the ball.
Multiple.
He didn't. It's one of those things where you're so open that you think that there's 9 defenders covering you.
You know what he thought? He thought about the highlight reel. Because you could see, like, he looks over and he sees Wayne Rooney coming at him, and he speeds up, and he realizes, oh, I got the ball. Let me go as wide as possible. Your first instinct would be, oh, he's going wide to pass it.
Yeah.
Just put it in the space is all he needed to do.
It was a very bad decision from Will Johnson.
And let me say, him stopping that run of play, like, you know, Wayne Rooney getting in there, already a highlight. Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible moment, saving a point. But he's like, nah, son, there's another chapter to this story. He gets up, gets the ball. Will Johnson's like, damn. You see him get up like, come on.
Oh, this guy's so old.
Oh, damn. I didn't see that.
You saw Will Johnson did do that, like, really?
Yeah.
Wayne? Really, you?
And he gets up to chase he realizes.
8-2, Rooney?
He gets up to chase Rooney and he realizes, I'm done. I'm gassed. How is he still going, right? So there's another Orlando City player that's making his way to Wayne Rooney. And really in the last second, Wayne Rooney kind of looks up, sees where everyone is. and he pinpoints the shortest player,
the tiny, I don't
on
even,
the field.
Honestly, I don't know how we saw him from that far away.
Yeah, he's 5'3". I'm sure he was like, who is that full kid child out there?
There's a ball kid.
But that's
around.
Apparently his favorite player now.
Yeah. Lucho Costa gets, after that damn 40-yard diagonal cross, Lucho Costa goes over Chris Mueller to get, to head the ball over like another, 6'3", Joe Bendick? Yeah.
Yo, Cash Mueller, right?
Cash Money Mueller.
Cash Money Mueller. More like Chump Change Mueller right now, dog. How did a 5'3" play? And I know he's running backwards, which isn't easy to do.
Yes. And also there is the question of, was he offside, but was not.
They looked at it. They VAR'd it.
It wasn't clear. I think
he was not.
I think he was offside.
He was not.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It looked, again, I see a 5'3" guy go over, get a ball and head the ball over a taller
defender.
Your
first instinct is, yeah, that guy's offside.
He's probably offside. I think, whatever the moment was better, if there's no way, if VAR didn't exist, that would have counted every day, every day of the week.
Right.
But because it put it into question, then there was a bit more of that concern, but there wasn't a great camera angle. The ball was the camera was on Rooney, and the ball was too far away and the linesman. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. I think it was at the very least questionable, and I'm fine with the goal counting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the moment was incredible. How insane was that Lucho Costa jumped into the supporter
crowd
section. Audi Field is just like
giving himself a hat trick at that moment. I mean, it was a wonderful moment.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of DC, that was a great moment for you. If you're a fan who paid the $5 extra to sit in the front row, well, you got a gift, huh? Lucho Costa's just throwing a sweaty crotch right at your face.
Yeah. So
which only happens to a select few after the game. So you should consider yourself lucky.
The other thing that happened after that was there were reports. This is from Stephen Goff from at Soccer Insider. He writes for the Washington Post. And he mentioned that after the game, there was a fight in the locker room between Orlando City players.
Yeah, and we're hearing that Dom Dwyer tried to keep the peace, which from what we heard of Dom Dwyer, that seems to be a new revelation about his character.
Sydney has an effect on you, I see.
There you go.
You have to keep her and Cassius away from each other when they fight.
Unclear who the primary combatants were, but shouting continued for a bit.
Hey.
Jason Christ was just be sitting there doing the whole tent thing, tapping his fingers, hand tent. Can they be relegated? You know? Beckham's like, I can't get a stadium, but this can happen.
Really strange, man. It's a bummer. I mean, their head coach, they have their new head coach, James O'Connor, who came over from Louisville, if I'm not mistaken, Louisville City.
Yeah.
And
who has a pass with them, right? He won with them in USL.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't even know that, but okay. So the only thing is, it's just like he's an Irish guy, and seeing him at interviews, he just seems like I don't know, I feel bad for him. Like he got hired to be the coach at the wrong time. You know what I mean?
He's like, pupils are really dilated. He's
just like, oh, I don't
know. Oh shit.
I'm trying my best here, but these guys are crazy, you know? So maybe
he's
this
like,
is
what if I just call someone the N-word, you know, get out of here.
Maybe this is one of those things where like we hear with Unai Emery, where people are like, he needs a couple transfer windows to really fix everything. Maybe that's what James needs, just to get rid of some.
I bet you he wished the offseason would start right now.
Cause this is I feel bad. Feel the feels for Orlando City, but man.
Were they better off with or without Christ?
They were it doesn't matter. They were bad. Something's wrong fundamentally with the team, and I think it's a chemistry issue. I think the players maybe don't really get along. Hard to tell. But something's you can see the frustration between even when
they're fighting each other.
Dom Dwyer scored that goal, which was great. The chip
PC went over and celebrated with him.
But he wasn't like ecstatic. He was like just kind of smiling and smirking, like, look, you saw what I just did?
Yeah.
Like, why don't you guys
give me some better stuff?
Step your game up, yeah. Right? There isn't this like, we did it. It was like, I did it. And right. and that's not suggesting there's any arrogance coming from Dom Dwyer. I just think it's like he's being a leader and right. saying like, yo, man, this is the level we need to be at.
Yeah.
And y'all need to get there.
Also, I mean, no one's happier than Justin Meerum.
Oh, yeah, Justin Meerum.
He's out.
Also gone. Yeah, yeah.
He's out. He got out.
Yo,
Shawshank. He got out.
This is. I didn't tweet it because I thought it was a little too mean. There's this picture of Sasha Kleschen. So Orlando City did a thing with Disney,
right?
And there's a picture of them, like, you know, you remember the movie Fantasia where Mickey had those balls that they were like those like. Orbs or whatever,
snow globe kind of thing.
Sort of, whatever. But they're like these little balls, and they have stars on them, or whatever. So they oddly look like Dragon Balls from the show Dragon Ball Z.
I'm gonna read a book while you talk about this.
No, but I wanted to tweet it, but honestly, I didn't do it because it just felt a little too mean. And it was Sasha Kleschen kicking one of these balls that looked like a Dragon Ball. And in Dragon Ball Z, when you collect all the Dragon Balls, you get to make a wish.
Okay,
and you can get whatever you want. So, and that was like the joke was like, Sasha Kleschen, once he kicks all the Dragon Balls, he gets his wish will be to untrade himself from Orlando City. Which is like silly, but
silly. That doesn't seem mean at all.
But it just, I felt like when I'm saying it now, it doesn't seem mean. But like on Twitter, like you're just like, oh, you just hate Orlando City.
Right.
And I was like, nah, man, it's just really bad, and probably everybody wants to get out of it.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody wants to leave.
And it just sucks because it's like one of the hottest markets in soccer.
Yeah, the fan base keeps showing up,
angry at their team, but
they should be.
But they keep showing up, so it's very weird compared to Columbus, which has. You know, they have trouble getting fans. Obviously, they have a bigger issue. But Houston, FC Dallas have trouble getting fans to the stadiums. But Orlando, full every damn game. And these are the results that they get.
Yeah.
So.
Rough.
Two quick things before we get to our guest interview. Christian Roldan was after the game against FC Dallas.
Yep.
They won this game, I believe, 2-1, if I'm not mistaken. The fun moment from this was that Christian
Roldan did win 2-1.
Christian Roldan was doing an interview, and we know he loves pizza and donuts. I don't know how he's as fit as he is. Yeah.
It's very offensive to the rest of us.
But he did an interview
with a slice behind his back.
A slice behind his back for about 10 to 15 minutes. He just held a slice of pizza behind his back. Very professional. Didn't want everyone to see.
We've all been there before.
I mean, there's most podcasts. Alexis is holding pizza behind his back.
And my hands are in full view, so you can only imagine where I'm keeping it. But yeah, look, it's trash pizza he's eating.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to fold it.
Okay. Well, I get that it's trash pizza because I don't expect Seattle pizza to be.
Seattle has some good pizza places. This in particular was a trash slice. It looked like some type of chain.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know where the slice came from necessarily, but it was interesting to see that.
It looked like a Papa John's or something. It was ugh.
But you know what? But I feel like it's not conclusive where the pizza was from.
I can tell you it was a chain. And if it's not, burn that place to the ground. What are they doing? You're making a Papa John's looking slice?
How dare you? But that was pretty funny.
Shouts to Seattle, four wins in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
Seattle actually have what? They've unbeaten in the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Wow, good for them.
They're doing pretty good. And there was some controversy at the end of that game.
Because Rui Diaz headbutted.
And Reto Ziegler did retaliate a little bit, give him a little karate chop to the neck.
Not only did he do that, but then he pushed two of the refs. So my dude's going to be missing some games.
Yeah, look, initially
the ref looked down at his shoulder like, did you just touch me, my guy?
I thought it was, they went to video review and I thought it might be, the red card might be overturned. And then I was like, oh, how come they're sticking with the red card?
I think they're both going to get it.
They didn't show in the live broadcast because I did tweet out from the Cooligans that I thought that it would be rescinded. But during the game, the actual game, they didn't really show those replays. They didn't show those replays of him putting his hands on the player and stuff like that. So
yeah, they also like the highlights on the ref. Also didn't show. Well, actually they did. They did show the kick that Josie Altidore did at the NYCFC game.
Yes.
Kicking Cayenne's.
Yeah.
Looks like his temper's boiling over.
Dumbo. I don't know.
Send him to Orlando. He'll fit right in.
I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know why he was thinking doing that. But that was a good game. NYCFC against Toronto.
Yeah.
That was the... after they were down, down, Toronto was down a man and still managed to tie the game twice. So frustrating for NYCFC fans, but Ishmael Tajiri Shradi, the law firm himself, taking things into his own hands. He's like,
gunning.
Your Honor, closing statements.
Yeah.
All right. Bang on. This one off the post.
Hold on a second. Let me rest my case.
Because holy smokes. Yeah. It's so strange. Like there's some games that I wouldn't say that he is invisible.
He's not hot. He gets hot and cold. It seems like he has moments, but even when he's cold, he's still a part of the game.
Yes.
He's still helping draw defenders out. He just has this innate ability to score like two at a time.
Yeah. And,
like Barco.
At the scene. Damn. It's not-
I got two phones, one for my girl and one for your girl.
No, I'm saying drugs. Okay.
No plug, no load. Just one for my girl, one for your girl. Neither one of them could read each other's text.
So the other issue, that was an entertaining game, and you know, they did win late. The last thing, which we
real quick, because we got to get to our interview.
Real quick, the Austin City Hall live stream.
You watched this.
Which I did watch last week, and we were supposed to find out if Austin was going to get a stadium that the Columbus Crew would be moving to.
Delayed
and postponed because of horrible lawyers.
Yeah.
This
no one knows anything about soccer.
I think his name is Robert Suttle. I think he's the guy representing Precourt Industries.
Not the name you want. Suttle. Shouts to us. I don't know how Columbus did this. You managed to get Precourt a terrible lawyer. Shouts to you guys.
But so I was watching this live stream, and I don't think I've ever watched a live stream like this.
The OJ case was the last one.
This is not even a case. This is just a city council meeting.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, I caught it maybe an hour after, and I'm like, oh, I probably missed all the good stuff. I did not.
This was
wildly entertaining.
What happened in the first hour?
Because there was so much stupidity.
My favorite was the dude with the ponytail, just
flipping the bird. It's just
anytime Precourt was up.
And I also love there were a lot of questions of like how would this benefit the women's team, the women's soccer and girls soccer in the community. And the lawyer said, you know,
they play too.
There'll be a lot of opportunities for kids to get on the pitch because they can go on as mascots during the game. They can walk onto the field with the players. That was his reasoning for the kids getting field access. How he was trying to
convince
one of the
kids. You want to help the kids? We'll let them hold the hands of the players for a few minutes.
It was insane. So today, when this podcast comes out, as you're listening to this, the next meeting for the Austin City Council
will
be taking place. So we don't know what the result is.
So you'll know about
it. But make sure you check out our Twitter because we'll be live streaming that again because it'll just be another ridiculous thing. Yeah. All right. So let's get to our interview.
With Ethan White.
Ethan White is here. We're super excited. You know, he played for NYCFC, played for Philadelphia Union. Great dude. Doing the photography thing right now.
Yeah.
So we'll get to our interview right after this.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to The Cooligans. We have a word from one of our sponsors, Mac Weldon.
Oh, Mac Weldon's back.
Oh, when we're not around to hug you right downstairs, use Mac Weldon.
Yes, and that's why. And you know what? We apologize for not being around.
We can't get to everybody.
We've been
trying.
Honestly, we've already hugged about 40,000 people down there. There's a lot left.
Mac Weldon will handle it way better than we can. They're made of really cool material. I'm actually wearing them right now.
Mac Weldon makes some of the best underwear I've ever worn in my life.
It's the greatest underwear I've ever had in my entire life. And I know what you right now you guys are like. I like listening to this soccer comedy podcast, but what's Alexis wearing downstairs and is he happy with it? The answer is it's Mac Weldon and yeah.
It does, yeah. So you know what? I was concerned. Thank you for answering that.
I know, right? Off mic, we usually ask each other, how you doing down there? But right now I can just talk about it on the air, which I love.
But they are super comfortable. They look good and they have
that cool material that doesn't smell, right?
Remember
that?
It's a fabric that doesn't pick up any odor.
Modal and silver is in it. You can get a couple different kinds. I don't know if you guys remember, a while ago I wore it for 3 days straight without showering. I had to test it. All right, your boy's serious about
this. You gotta make sure.
Threw it in the wife's face and she was like, what are these? And I go, are they clean or not? And she's like, They smell fine. I wore those for 3 days. Those are the shorts that aren't supposed
to
smell.
Honey, I'm disrespecting you, but it's an experiment.
This is terrible, but it's for the show. And she goes, oh, wow, normally I can smell your balls right away in your underwear. So this is a good thing.
This is a good thing. So make
That's
sure.
That's approved by D.
So as you make sure you go to MacWeldon.com and use the promo code Cooligans, and you will receive 20% off.
20% off. And they got this try on guarantee. If you throw these joints on and they don't fit right, you get to keep them. Please don't send them back. All right? They're going to send you a new pair.
But don't send them to us.
No. You know what? Send them to us. We'll put them up on somewhere on the wall. Send us your dirty underwear. Please don't do that. We're never giving you the address.
MacWeldon.com and use the promo code Cooligans.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. We got another word from another one of our sponsors, SeatGeek.
SeatGeek crushing it as per usual. SeatGeek, the official ticketing partner for Major League Soccer, but not only that.
They got everything. They got concerts. They got a bunch of stuff.
Everything. Anything you want to go to.
Just get the app. The app knows where you are. Everything. Your phone already is listening to you, all right? The app also happens to know where you are. You want to go to a show around there? You hit that button. It's going to find you. Check this out. They're going to look at all the other ticket sites and find you the best deal. Why would you go anywhere else? Download that app and do that. And guess what? If you've never used it before, all you got to do is put in Cooligans, and they're going to give you $20.
20 bucks off. It's so easy to use. I use it all the time. Anytime I need to get tickets, to NYCFC games, occasionally I'll get tickets for some of my friends. We use it for the CONCACAF Champions League.
Right. When wifey wants to come to a game, right? I only got one season ticket. I hit up SeatGeek. Boom. Done.
Okay.
And the first time I used it, $20
20 bucks off. So make sure you download the SeatGeek app, use the promo code Cooligans, 20 bucks off your first order.
Thank you so much for coming back.
Yes, let's go. We are here.
If you're watching on YouTube, you already see the guest. He's right here.
It's not going to be much of a surprise. But no, we are here with Ethan White. Ethan White.
Come on, you remember him from NYCFC. You remember from Columbus.
No, he didn't play at Columbus. Philadelphia and D.C.
D.C., yeah. that's the team I was thinking in my head. Come on, great defender. Had moments. Come on, he should have probably played up front. I think the boy could score. You know he moves himself up when he plays FIFA, right? The dude's doing so many amazing things. You've seen amazing photos. You did the photo for the Mitchell and Ness NYCFC sort of collab. So many cool things. Ladies and gentlemen, let's join. Put your hands together for Ethan White.
Ethan White, thanks so much for being on the show, man.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
We met you. Was that the first time we met you at the Mitchell and Ness thing? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was Ever 90. Okay. Yeah, so official event.
Thank you. We did we filmed some videos and we did a game with Would You Rather? I think was one of the questions was like, would you rather win MLS Cup or win CONCACAF Champions League or something like that? And
what did I say?
I don't remember.
I asked you also, what do you think you're better at? Better photographer, better defender? And you were like, come on, man.
I was tight. Yeah,
Come on, why would you do that?
I was like, it's not a win-win. It's a lose-lose win. This
situation. There's no way to answer that, which is why we asked you. Our favorite thing is like, all right, so you're at the league now, so you can say whatever the fuck you want. But can I actually just hear you curse once?
Shit, that's good.
Shit's allowed on TV, but we'll let it go. So,
oh, it is? I thought you
said
it on TV.
Nah, shit, you can say it.
Fuck that. Cable.
Yeah, there it is. Bang, bang, bang. All right. Gully is an ex-player right now. So one of the things we love to do when it comes to players is that you guys are like, you're held to such a high degree of overview when it comes to what you guys say. Mm-hmm. So like, we like to try to like just shake you guys up a little bit to try to get the personalities out. Nothing crazy.
I mean, he does. I mean, you know.
Yeah, okay, what I like to do.
I don't want to
fuck up anybody's money, but like I like to be like, let's ask you a question you normally don't get.
Yeah.
Because one of the reasons we like doing interviews is because everyone's like asking the same seven questions. Right. So I feel like players tend to have fun with us when they're on. Is that harder or easier for you guys? Do you like those moments or you're like, God, I'm going to hear about this later?
I mean, I think it depends on the player.
Yeah.
There's players that are like constantly media trained on, like, and then there's players that just don't care.
Yeah.
I feel like the MLS, I hope the MLS gets to a point where they can just act like the NFL and NBA players. They just say whatever they want because they're going to get paid whatever. And then they're going to play their game.
Is it maybe because, like one thing we find that's interesting whenever we interview any players is soccer players are young. They're kids. I mean, it's children that we're putting on this like professional standard of how an athlete should be. So they tend to be a little bit like way more cautious. Maybe it's like you can scare a kid to like, you know, be more media trained early on. And then when we meet guys a little bit older, maybe 25 and above, then it's like, then their personalities start to come out.
Yeah, they're like, I'm already established, so
go ahead. Well, you got to think, like, there's no way to prepare for this, really, as a soccer player. Like, we don't go through, like, training with the agent to like have media stuff like that. Like those guys at the combine are like training for interviews.
Wow. Okay.
The soccer players are just drafted and they have one good game and there's microphones in your face.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'd be out the league immediately.
Because you know what I mean? Like if you're the number one draft pick coming out of college and in the NFL, you're going to have interviews, ESPN. You're going to like basically a tour before you get drafted.
Yeah.
MLS, you just kind of get thrown into the fire. Like, oh, you just scored a goal in your debut. How's it going? And you're like, yo, this is my first ever interview.
Yeah. You're like, duh.
Right.
I'm the greatest ever.
Exactly.
That's how I would have gotten
I think I'm the next Messi. Yeah. I mean,
can we get some better players around me? Right. I mean, I get so many more interviews right now.
Right. So like, I think soccer players, like in this country, at least they like the microphone in your face celebrity kind of thing is kind of new to beginning.
Okay, that's interesting.
Because like Baker Mayfield was a celebrity before he even, like a year or two before he went
was there. A celebrity for the wrong reasons.
Yeah,
Getting tackled by a cop.
Right. Yeah. You see what I'm saying though?
But it made the headlines.
Exactly.
And sometimes that's what soccer needs.
He was like a known name and had like his own like little following or personality before he even stepped into in front of microphones.
Okay, so that says a lot about like, and that's definitely the American soccer player, right?
Yeah.
You know, in other countries it is very different. What is that something that through your time in the league you've seen like change, or have you seen like younger players come into like a more obviously from where MLS was when you got into now in just a couple years,
it's
a huge difference.
Yeah.
So what do you think is like the, how are younger players introduced to the league now than they were when you were in when you got in?
Oh, that's hard for me. I don't know if I can answer that. It's so different than when I came in the league.
Cause I know we've spoken to people that were playing in like the late 90s and it's like, you know, there were only three cups of water for the entire team. You know?
Right.
We were all changing in one guy's trunk cause he could afford a car.
Yeah. When I was on DC, the stories I would hear like just cause the guys were older.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would train with them when I was like 17 years old. The stories I would hear were crazy.
Yeah,
Nothing we would ever deal with. And I'm like, no, you guys got it good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now I'm looking at like the new training facilities. I went down in Atlanta, I saw their training facility.
Oh
like, you guys
God.
Got it good. Like,
yeah.
So just how quickly it's changed from
it's
crazy.
Funny because like, there's some guys that are like, back in my day, whatever. Yeah. But, and these guys are like 24.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Oh, you should have seen how it was back then. Yeah.
Right.
Something wrong with your voice, though?
That's
you graduated college
that's
4 years ago.
Exactly. That's how I feel, too.
Now, so you were in Atlanta for All-Star, right?
Mm-hmm.
Watching and going to see what's happening there. We talk about it a lot from a fan perspective, how 72,000 is insanity.
Right.
And how we all thought Atlanta was a terrible sports culture. I mean, they were. This has proven us all wrong because they changed that. But from a player perspective, some of the things that are the field, the stadium, the practice facilities, the training facilities, how much of an advancement is over what you had to deal with in the past? Is it like, is this a whole new world?
Depending on what age and what point. When I was younger, we didn't have, like, we still trained on turf field. We had one turf field at DC United that was garbage. You could have got hurt any minute. and then there was, like, the first team field, and that was it.
Yeah.
But now the kids are, like, I mean, when I was in Philadelphia Union, the kids were from all over, and they had, like, a place to stay. They had to go into a boarding school. They had this, they had that. So,
YSA, right? Or
Yeah. And then now NYCFC, FC is, like, planning to do stuff as well. You see Atlanta's and it's like, this is crazy. They have seven fields. They don't have to train on the same field one at all, ever.
Yeah.
They could just keep rotating throughout the week and just.
That's wild.
Gym is right there. It's just like, so, I mean, it's just completely different than what I had experienced.
Well, you're out of the league now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a choice you made? Did you have suitors?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like for me, I made the decision. I realized that like I've been doing things to prove something to myself. And I feel like I got to the point where I didn't have to prove anything to myself anymore.
Okay.
And I realized that in this business, like most businesses, people don't really care about you. They just get what they can about you, can out of you, and then move on.
You're a commodity.
So I feel like I kind of took it into my control. I was like, I'm going to live my life. I got sick of like missing out on opportunities and like, I want to go to Coachella. I want to like do all this stuff before I turn 37 and have kids. Yeah. And like, I can't, you know what I mean? Retire. And I'm like, now what? So like I'm now 27. I'm young enough to like.
You want to go to Coachella? You want to be a basic bitch?
No. I'm just saying there's opportunities I missed. Like there's things I want to do. Like I want to have like a regular weekend one time. I want to go out with the boys. I want to be able to do like.
All I hear is Ethan wants to do drugs.
Yeah.
No, hell no.
Wants to burn that herb. Anyway, no.
I'm just saying I want to be able to enjoy like. be able to travel. Like,
no, of course. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I want to be able to like just do stuff that I wouldn't be able to do as a professional soccer player. And I feel like I got what I wanted. Soccer brought put like a new period, like a new perspective on life that I wouldn't have gotten.
Right.
If I didn't play at all.
Anything you regret? Sorry, I'm stepping over your question. Yeah. But anything you regret about your time in the league? Anything you wish you would have done over or an opportunity you wish you would have taken?
No.
Nothing.
I mean, obviously, I wish I had won more trophies. I wish like all that. But I can't say like I don't try to live with regrets. I don't regret. I'm actually really. Every day, there's something that tells me, like, yeah, it's a good decision that you walked away.
All right. Yeah, because it is...
Like being with us?
Yeah.
It is an...
No, but even this is a different experience that I wouldn't have gotten while playing.
Yeah, that's okay. True.
Like, being able to talk to you guys with just openly being able to say whatever the fuck I want.
Because
And I'm young enough to realize, like, well, yeah, but this is just...
Because last year, I remember watching... Because NYCFC didn't do too many... Like, send their players out to do too much, like, publicity or media stuff. But especially to, like... inner city, like Hot 90, you did a Hot 97 interview with Ronnie Wallace, and that was like, when we saw it, we were like, yo, Ethan and Ronnie on it, like, and that, it's just like a cool thing,
right?
And at the very least, it was like, oh, cool, we got to see kind of a different side, but it wasn't like, yo, we out here, Hot 97, what's good,
gang, whatever, bro, like, you weren't, you know what I mean, you didn't, right. You go because you can't really do that, right?
Exactly. Like, there was a lot more I would have said in that interview.
I'm sure.
Yo, Ebro, you got to shut up. Yeah. All crazy shit you be saying. Yeah,
no. I did
say something where I walked out and I was like, oh, snap.
Yeah?
Like, Ronnie and I were like, I just dissed Lil Pump.
Did you?
I dissed Lil Pump crazy.
Yeah, you didn't like
and that. I was like, yo, Lil Pump's going to come at my neck.
Yeah?
Like, this is
taking shots at Cubans.
Player. And I'm like,
we taking
like,
shots at Cubans?
I'm like, yo, it's Lil Pump. Like,
I got it now. Rep for Lil Pump?
Nah, but if Lil Pump is watching MLS, I'm like, yo, it's all good, man.
Right, word. You want to come through to a game or something?
Yo, in fact, we're going to beat him up as soon as the cameras are off Lil Pump. You won't see any marks on him, but just believe that happened.
So let's talk about your time at NYCFC. Mm-hmm. We that's where we watched you a bunch. You did great there. What do you think of... especially now Vieira leaving, that whole situation. What was, being under the tutelage of Patrick Vieira, what was that like for you?
For me, it was amazing. I'm an Arsenal fan. I grew up. He was one of my favorite players on the team. Like, that was just crazy. I remember the first day I walked in, he, like, introduced himself. And I was like, yo, this is Patrick Vieira.
He was like, yo, dog, I know you.
It's like, this dude is big as shit, yo.
When we met him at one of those, they used to do, what was it called, Soccer in the City or was something like that, Burrows?
The Burrows. Yeah. In the Burrows.
City in the Burrows. Yeah, City That's in the Burrows. Mm-hmm. And was it Mark Ferrato hit us up like, yo, you got to come through, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. We weren't going to go, but we're like, all right, we'll come through. And Patrick Vieira was there. And I was like, oh, shit. So he answered a couple questions. I asked a couple questions. And then at the end, he stands up. We're like, oh, my God. He just kept going. Yeah. He just kept going. I'm like, well, how many knees does this guy have?
Right, exactly.
You know, like two per leg. And then I walked up to him. And there's this thing where I'm like, all right, I'm not going to fanboy, all right, because I've now spoken, like, kind of to him. So I just walked up to him. I go, Arsene Wenger in or out? And he goes, but who do you replace him with? I was like, ooh, he said out. I was like, ooh. We were all just excited. Yeah. We were like, he set out. Like, right. He's a legend.
Yeah. So being coached by him, I know we could talk about Alexis meeting him.
Yeah, Ethan. Thank you for coming to this interview with me.
Jesus. Exciting. Like how?
Because did you learn anything?
Yeah. Because I've also,
We've
also heard he brought that European mentality of how soccer players should think of themselves as professionals.
Right.
And we do know he would suspend people for
like Mikey and Kyrie just like
me miss a game too.
Okay.
I was supposed to play in a game and I was
really?
Late.
What'd you do?
I was late.
Okay.
You were late.
Because it was a midweek game. I tried to be smart and take a cab early, but the traffic was terrible.
Oh man.
Then I tried to hop on the train and the four of the five wasn't going past 125th.
Yeah.
So I was like, shit.
Yeah, this is so crazy. This is like this is like a real problem.
And I was the thing is I knew I was gonna be late while I was on the train. But I couldn't get off the train because it was just the tunnels were packed. So I was stuck in between stops.
So you just know
looking
you're not
at the clock.
Play.
So as soon as I got off the train, I texted the team administrator and I was like, yo, tell Pat I'm running late. And this is like 20 minutes already. This is already like 20 minutes before I have to be there. But I know New York. I'm like, yo, I'm going to be late. There's no way I make it. Traffic's terrible. I got out of a cab to get on the train.
Unless the Uber helicopter shows up.
I don't got a budget for that. So then I was like, yo, I might be late. So I ended up being like 5 minutes late. And he was like, you're out.
This is a game.
If a game
last year,
If a game were to start at 1 p.m., what time do you have to be there?
We had to be there 90 minutes before the game.
Oof.
Okay.
No, 2 hours, and then we have a meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we have to be there, so you have to make sure you make the meeting.
Damn.
5 minutes. And I walked in, and they were already in the meeting.
Yeah.
Did everyone else like that?
So he was like up in the stands. I was like, I told him.
You didn't even get in the 18.
No.
Wow, don't even dress.
It was me and another player.
You won't put him on blast, but
no, right.
Is that the person behind you? Are they like, yes, I get to play?
No, I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
I was one of those guys. I knew, like, I'm part of a team.
Yeah.
If I'm like late, that's on me. And then I just got to deal with it. And hopefully my team can go through. That's the kind of guy I was, I feel like, towards in NYCFC, period.
Damn.
My stay there. I was like, I'm just going to do this for the team.
That's pretty cool. All right. Well, look,
that's why I have no like hard.
That's why you walk away like, cool.
I walk away I did my thing. I played. And another thing was I made 100 games.
That's pretty dope.
I played 100 games in the league. And I was like, you know what? This is another.
Yeah, yeah.
I got what I want from it. I can walk away from a club that I still respect. I don't hate anybody. I still had offers on the table. I was in Norway like right before in May getting contract offers, and I was on the team and they were like, signed you this. And I was like, nah, I'm actually good. I'm going to take these opportunities at home.
Well, that's the thing. What are these opportunities? Because you're doing so many different things. As a player, we want players to be a player. And then when they retire, we want them to do some media stuff and that's it.
Right.
You have other aspirations. You're doing a travel show kind of a thing, right?
Yeah, I did. That was over now.
Yeah, that's over now. All right. Yeah.
What was that? Because I don't know about it.
So like I did.
Jägermeister or something, right?
Jack Daniels. I did this show with Jack Daniels where I traveled to like 6 different cities and basically just talked to creatives, like a chef, fashion designer in New York, this art collective in Detroit, gamer and this... what's the costume thing called?
Cosplay
person in Atlanta. Yeah, yeah.
Would you interview him? His mother's
bro. It's crazy. You got to see the episode. Yeah, it was cool. It was actually. I was like, yo, I got to respect for these people. Yeah. And then it was one more. What was it? I went to the distillery in Tennessee. So I traveled to 6 different cities.
Is that part of your plan, though? Is this what do you want to do? What is your goal now that you're not a player? How do you want people, instead of Ethan White, the retired soccer player, what do you want people to say, Ethan White, the...
I don't want to be put into anything, really.
Really?
Just Ethan White, the homie, all right?
That'd be cool. I mean, for real, like, I want to be able to just be myself. Like, if I like to do photography...
But what is yourself? What do you want to do? Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And don't say, I don't know.
I just want to say, I want to just be, say, happy. I just want to be, enjoy and be successful and be able to do it. Live a lifestyle that I'm happy
Ethan
living.
White's going
to
be.
I don't need to be, like, for me, I'm not the kind of person that needs to be rich. Obviously, I would like it, but I just want to enjoy. I think life here is short, and I just want to enjoy it.
I think your girl's listening, like, no, he want to be rich.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, if we have kids, I want to be able to provide for our kids. Like, right, I want to be able to do all that. But I don't need, like, a mansion in LA and all that. I just want to really just enjoy, look back and say, I enjoyed my life.
All right. Ethan White's going to be just a mogul.
I don't want it to be like he's just a host or he's just a photographer, he's just a content consultant, or he's an old athlete. Like, you know what I mean? I want to be able to just what does Pharrell do?
Everything.
Just stay young forever. He's a vampire.
$15,000 sneakers. Like, that's what he does.
Pharrell is just Pharrell. Like, he makes music.
Yeah.
Designs clothes. Like,
this is a new era now where, like, you don't have to be the one thing, you know? Like, when I was a kid, if you were an actor and you tried to sing, you got shit on.
Right.
If you were a singer and you tried to act, you got shit on.
Right.
Right. But now, like, that's every. Like, you could just do whatever it is you want.
So I'll ask this. Like, now that you're going into, like, these other endeavors, are you bringing soccer along with it? Are you trying to add, like, that a bit of a microscope to the American soccer player, or that's not really a priority?
Yeah, well, I mean, American soccer player too, but I just athletes in general.
Okay.
I feel like athletes are kind of put in a box where you're just an athlete. Like,
and what everyone thinks, this is going to sound disrespectful, but everyone assumes players are dumb.
I don't understand why.
They just assume, like, this is what you do and you have no other skills besides this.
Like, I'm sure a lot of people were friends with the cool athlete in high school.
Yeah.
Sure.
What, all of a sudden, when did he go dumb?
Yeah.
Well, that's just that's
American football player because they get hit in the head a lot.
Well, yeah. I mean, but, obviously there's special cases, but I'm sure there's also some football players that were on that team that were super smart that went to like a good football school that's just a good college as well.
Yeah. Look, in general, I think the reason we're asking these questions and in this sort of way is because a lot of people find it brave and also shocking that a young athlete in the middle of his career kind of just was like, I'm done with it. As opposed to, you know, we see this happen in the NFL a lot, right? A lot of younger players are like, you know what? It's not worth risking my brain for this game and for this money. But soccer is it's just not a common thing you see in soccer. And you don't necessarily seem like a guy that's like, I'm frustrated with how terrible this game is. I think it's just a conscious choice of like, you know, there's other things for me and I don't want to miss out on them.
Exactly. Yeah. So for me, it was just like, I'm in a good city. I'm enjoying myself. There's other opportunities and there's other things I like to do. I'm just going to enjoy it while I'm young.
We got music coming out. We got bars.
we can do that. Okay. No way. Definitely not ever going to get in front of a microphone.
Look out, Lil Pump. Battle rap.
Battle
rap, Lil Pump.
Nah, that'll never happen.
Last thing, real quick. We were just in Richmond, Virginia, for a show that we did. And we hung out with the Richmond Kickers. You played for the Richmond Kickers. You were on loan there for a little bit.
Yeah.
What was that time like?
So that was 2000...
Wikipedia says 2012. Yeah.
So I got injured my end of my rookie year.
Oh, no.
And it was my knee. And I was out for like 6-7 months.
Damn.
And I went down to Richmond to get games.
Okay.
And it was cool. I still have boys that play for that team, like from college.
Oh, nice. Yeah. We did a show for like a lot of the Richmond Kickers supporters, and they were all there. Where were we? At the Funny Bone?
At the Funny Bone in Richmond, Virginia.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah, you got to come out to a show. Ethan, now you're in New York. Come see a comedy show.
Come see a comedy show.
I will. Yeah, I want to come through. I feel like I'm still funnier than you guys.
Okay. All right. Well, that's one of the things Ethan's going to be doing. We're going to be seeing him on stage.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Doing jokes.
Exactly.
We'll put you up for five.
Oh no!
Okay,
I would love to see that.
I watch. Oh my bad.
No, go for it.
I watch. Coffee with comedians. You watch that?
Oh God! Comedians and Cars Getting Coffee.
Yeah, that's it. Sometimes I'm like, the comedians just aren't just funny sometimes.
You know what though? After you get paid, I mean, you know, are you kicking the ball around? It's like a plumber's house has leaks. You know what I mean? Like, once you do it for a job, you kind of want to go home and not do it sometimes.
I don't know. I just feel like some of the guys were just, I don't know. I don't want to diss anybody.
You know what? There's
only Lil Pump. There's a good core.
Well, you can tell all the shit you want because we do it. But there's a good core of comedians that write and repeat what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's funny. And when off stage, they're deadpan.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's very hard. They're not like the A personality like you find with us. You know what I mean? Like we're out. We're like, oh, we could be comedic in conversation. Some of them, you're just like, you're sure you're a comic?
Well, yeah, but my thing is like, how did you get into comedy then?
Somebody
like, how did you know you were funny? Be like, I'm gonna get on the stage.
They never got hit by their parent. Like, there's some of those people who believe that they're good at everything they do. You know, those people are just so supported their whole lives.
That's like, American.
The opposite.
It's like American Idol stuff.
It's the exact opposite. My mother been doing comedy for 10 years. My mother still never seen me perform.
Yeah. Really?
She refuses to.
She lives
in Newark.
Like, do you talk about your mom? You talk about your mom?
Of course I do.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say you gotta talk about your mom. Yeah. She doesn't come.
Of course not. She puts herself in.
I love you, mom. I'm not talking about you.
I know he ain't talking to you, Daisy.
Ethan White, thank you so much for being on the show, man.
Where can people follow your career and everything you're doing?
What's next? So right now I'm working with Adidas and the league as well. That's why I was down in Atlanta. So just, you know, follow the Adidas NYC.
Was it on your page, like, Instagram, on your Twitter?
I don't post that much of my work on stuff on my Twitter.
Other people, yeah.
Yeah, I want to start doing it. I feel like there's a lot of stuff that I don't post. Like, I am like actually enjoying this.
For a photographer, I feel like Instagram may be one of those things you might want to get into.
Yeah, but I feel like then there's you don't want to get like stuck in a little wave of things. I don't want to be like
just doing it for the social media aspect.
Well, not just that. But I'm saying I don't want to be looked at as a person only does one style of things.
Okay. Well, look, Ethan, all I'm saying is just more selfies of you.
Yeah. That's
just,
I definitely, I don't do selfies. Yeah. I don't think there's one selfie on my
let's
page.
Get Ethan a selfie stick.
I don't know. Whoa.
Change the game.
Yo, this is funny.
His wife is a photographer. Yeah. Maybe there's an opportunity to collab on something huge or something.
Okay.
Like that.
Link cool. up.
Yeah, maybe
great.
We should.
D Shoots.
Check it out. Everybody check it out. She's amazing.
All right, Ethan. Thank you so much for being on the show, man. This is so.
Thanks, homies.
We're wrapping up the show. So you saw us do our intro. We kind of yell the Cooligans at the end. So we're going to do that with you. Is that cool?
Are we doing it on account or are y'all just in sync?
You'll see. It'll make total sense when we do it.
You'll figure it out.
So this is, thank you again for listening to the show, everybody. Make sure you like the podcast, subscribe. Everything is on YouTube as well.
Five stars.
Do it.
What's five stars?
On iTunes.
Ooh,
also, I'm a five-star general.
Y'all get money.
For Ethan White, my name is Christian Polanco.
My name is Alexis Guerreros. And together,
what are we?
The Cooligans!
Oh, snap, I did it.